I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. While tulips, daffodils, and hyacinths get all the attention for spring flowering bulbs, lately I've been more interested in the small bulbs. Snowdrops, scilla, and grape hyacinths may not individually have the visual impact that a large daffy or tulip can have, but they're beautiful and, most importantly, easy to grow. Snowdrops are one of the first blooming spring bulbs, often flowering when there's still snow on the ground. The small white flowers are a breath of fresh air after a long winter, and they're fragrant too. Scilla features clusters of nodding blue, white, or pink-colored flowers depending on the variety. They spread wildly, and I love seeing swaths of scilla naturalized around old farmhouses. Grape hyacinths have a funny name. They're not hyacinths, and they're not related to grapes either. They bloom a little later in spring than snowdrops and scilla, with a statuesque small purple, white, or even yellow-colored flowers that look great next to early daffodils, species tulips, and crocuses. These small bulbs are best planted in large masses. Plant in a perennial garden, under trees, in a meadow or orchard, or really anywhere where you won't be mowing the grass regularly in spring. The foliage needs to naturally yellow and the seed set in order for these small beauties to survive and spread. When naturalizing these small bulbs in a field, scatter the bulbs in an area and plant where they drop to give the meadow a natural look. If you're worried about chipmunks and squirrels, add crushed seashells, oyster shells, and cayenne pepper to the hole to thwart them. Next week in the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about chrysanthemums. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.